Welcome to the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast, Bicycle.net, and Fredcast Tours. This daily summary of the 2008 Amgen Tour of California will be presented soon after the conclusion of each day's racing so that you can stay up to date on this important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is sponsored by Fredcast Tours. Fredcast Tours is the perfect companion to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and this Daily Tour summary. This year, we'll be riding from Salzburg, Austria to Venice, Italy, climbing the Dolomites and traversing some of the famous Giro d'Italia routes. The trip takes place June 25th through July 4th, 2008. Come along with us, take in the scenery, taste the local delicacies, become steeped in the cultures, but most of all, enjoy the ride. Visit www.fredcasttours.com for more information. And now, today's Daily Tour Podcast, presented by the Fredcast, powered by the resources of Bicycle.net, and brought to you by Fredcast Tours. Welcome back to our coverage of the 2008 Amgen Tour of California. We are glad to have you back with us. Today's going to prove to be yet another great day of bicycle racing. The racers will be challenged not just by the terrain, but by the elements as well, because the weather in California today, well, let's just put it this way, it was not a Chamber of Commerce day when the riders started to do their finishing circuits in Sacramento, California. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's talk a little bit about today's stage two from Santa Rosa to Sacramento. Today's stage is 186.5 kilometers or 116 miles total. The riders were going to be challenged today by the terrain as well as the elements, the terrain coming within the first 20 miles of today's stage in the form of Category 2 Trinity Grade. Once they finished climbing Trinity Grade, they then had the descent. Last year on this stage of the tour, I had the opportunity to ride within one of the Mavic neutral technical support cars as we screamed, and I mean screamed, down the backside of Trinity Grade, actually having to help a couple of riders as they did crash last year as they went down Trinity Grade. From there, a couple of rollers until they get to Highway 128 and a Category 4 climb. From there, it's pretty much downhill into Sacramento. And along the way, as they're going towards Sacramento, there are two intermediate sprints. And then, of course, the sprint time bonuses in Sacramento at the finish line. Well, before we get into today's stage, we did have the opportunity once again to interview a couple of critical people that are involved in this race, starting with the star of yesterday's stage, for the majority of yesterday's stage, and that's BMC's Jackson Stewart. Jackson had that almost improbable long solo breakaway all day yesterday in stage one at the Amgen Tour of California, and we asked him to take us through his day as he was out there all alone for so long.
You know, we were looking to get into the early moves and kind of be part of the race, and I had gone with, I think, what was the first attack of the day, which was about four guys, or three guys, and then four including me, and it was just kind of rolling and twisty, and I somehow just got a little gap from those guys as the pack was starting to swallow them up. And I was kind of just looking back like, okay, well, I should just try to stay right here. And when the next move comes, I'll be up here for it. And I mean, I had maybe 5 seconds or something. And I just crested over a little rise there on Highway 1. And they gave me even more time. So it was like no one wanted to ride. So then I went down to the descent waiting for it. And at the descent, I almost had a minute. So it was like, well, now I'm stuck out here alone. So we just rode for it. I mean, we could go for the sprint points and we could go for the KOM, and we just decided to go for the KOM, and I just, you know, rode it till I got a steady time, which ended up being a little more than we wanted, and then sat in a little bit so that I wouldn't get too much time and get them all nervous, and then just got the KOM and sat up basically because I was pretty tired. But
now, between the commentators and the online chatters and a lot of just the people who were watching the race, a lot of people were wondering whether or not Jackson would actually go all the way to the finish line yesterday, and how it was that the Peloton was able to catch him finally as they were coming in to the closing circuits there in Santa Rosa. And here are Jackson's comments about that.
I also was just pretty much over at the top, so I probably went from, you know, just to 0 miles an hour while they're still going 30. So the time came down really quick, and all down that descent, the little rollers and stuff, I was just creeping, so I knew they were going to catch me pretty soon.
Now, beyond just your race strategist and hardcore fans, I think probably the one question that the casual spectators were asking, and I know I was asking myself all day yesterday, what must it be like to be out there all alone by yourself?
Oh, I mean, it's definitely hard. I mean, it's, you know, it's just different. It's, you go at your own pace. I mean, you got to go hard, but you can kind of go at your own pace. When you're not working with guys, you don't have to constantly kind of be in rotation and kind of not at your own pace, I guess. I mean, if you feel like taking a drink and slowing down, you slow down whenever you want, you know, whereas when you're in a group, you got to keep that rotation going and keep up with everyone else. It's hard, but when they let you go, it's not that hard. I mean, they wanted me out there, and all the big teams saw it beneficial so that those little time gaps wouldn't get overtaken in the how guys placed in the prologue. And I'm sure whoever wanted the KOM didn't want me up there, but that was probably just one team. So, and they can get KOM points today. So it kind of worked into our favor that we could get exposure. I mean, Santa Rosa's basically our hometown for BMC in the U.S. And I'm from the Bay Area, so it was just good all around for me and our team.
Being out there and away for so long, being on your own, of course it can get a little bit lonely. But when you're a hometown boy like Jackson, well, the question is, Jackson, were you feeling the crowds, and how did that make you feel as you were heading down the roads?
Yeah, I think I did a similar move, a break, and got the aggressive jersey in 06 on the same stage that didn't have Coleman. They used a different climb that year. And you know, there's a lot of people from the Bay Area and from San Francisco and from Santa Rosa and that were out on Highway 1 that year. But there's even more this year and a lot more shouting my name. And I don't know if because they got my name from whatever was posted on the website or you telling everyone if it's people actually knew, but I definitely saw people I knew, and there's definitely a lot of enthusiasm. So,
and finally, with Jackson wearing the King of the Mountains jersey today, another question that a lot of people are asking is, would he be attacking for more KOM points today on Trinity Grade?
Not really. we're kind of looking at it realistically. I mean, we're going straight out of the blocks into Trinity, and the Quickstep guy that that got second yesterday on the KOM, I'm pretty certain he's going just for the KOM and could smoke me. So I'm going to look for it if there's an opportunity, yeah. But, I mean, all he has to do is get one more win and he would beat me, so for the day at least. And, I'm in the hunt right now, and we'll see what I can do. But, I'm not going to have a little helper help me out to get the KOM points for sure.
As I mentioned earlier, the weather today, well, it wasn't great. And as a matter of fact, it was raining as we were interviewing Jackson. And we asked him how the rain and the inclement weather might affect his strategy and the strategy of Team BMC.
I think it'll be fine. I mean, it had to be heads up a little more. The rain always adds that little tension in the group. But I think as long as the wind doesn't pick up in SAC, everything will be normal. That might change the strategy. If the storm starts blowing, then I think those roads can get kind of crosswind going on. So that might change our strategy, which will happen on the road. Right now, we're going in with what we talked about last night, and we'll see how it goes.
We also had a chance to talk today to Bob Stapleton, the owner of Team High Road. You'll remember that yesterday, Gerald Ciolek from Team High Road took second place at the end of the stage, and Brad Wiggins was sitting in third place in the general classification after the stage. So before we ask Bob about today's stage, we wanted to know his comments about yesterday's stage, which went pretty well, and also, of course, if there are any concerns for George Hincappy, who went down just at the end of yesterday's stage.
Well, I think that's our concern, really, is making sure George's okay. There's nothing worse than seeing these guys on the ground. And George is a huge part of the team, big leader. So I think everybody was pretty concerned about that. He seems fine, and he's back on his bike and going to soldier through today and hopefully be better the next few days. For us, overall, pretty good. We had hoped to have both our sprinters at the line there, but we lost Mark on the climb, and that really changes the tactics for us now. He was really a candidate to take the yellow jersey. Now today we've got Gerald. If he wins the sprint in Sacramento, he could take the leader's jersey with the time bonuses. So I think we're looking to see how the race develops today, and we're going to be focused on a stage win and maybe with Giolek.
Now, following up on the question about George, we wanted to know, hey, George had a crash here last year, and it really took him out of some of the races that he was keying on, things like Paris-Roubaix and the other classics. What are the concerns when it comes to a guy like George Hincappy having a crash like he had yesterday?
Well, I think, every athlete's concerned about, crashes and the recovery period. I think for guys that are maybe only going to race for a few more years like George, you got to be concerned. If he loses a season, how many more do you have left? So we're very mindful of that, and he races a very, very fixed calendar. This was a priority for him, so we absolutely wanted him here, but, we're going to keep him focused on his big dreams, which is obviously Paris-Roubaix.
And finally, just like we asked Jackson Stewart, with the rain streaming down as we were talking to Bob, will this weather have an effect on the racers and on their strategy as they go into today's stage?
I don't think so. These guys, they race in all types of conditions. It's a reality sport. It's played out here in the real world, and this is a big part of racing, obviously, in Europe. So I think they'd hope for brilliant California sunshine all week, but, sometimes it does rain in California.
Now, before today's stage, we also had the opportunity to speak with someone who is not riding, one of Rock Racing's cyclists, Kale Leogrand, gave us a little bit of an insight into what it's like to be a team member on Rock Racing, also why it is that he likes being on a team like this.
What some people don't know is I was on the Jelly Belly Pro Team, and then after that year, I went to Lagrange just to kind of do my own thing so that I didn't have the pressures of being on a pro team, so I could remodel my business, concentrate more on tattooing and race on my own terms, which worked out great. I won national championship. I won like 7 races. I did things the way I wanted to do them. And this team fits me perfectly because Michael lets us do what races we want to do. If we're not feeling good, then we don't have to race, because it's not healthy to race when you're not feeling good, and it doesn't really do anybody else any good. So the transition going from Lagrange to this team really is pretty much the same, except I have great teammates on this team, and the chemistry is really, it's really good.
Now, there's no doubt that there's been some controversy around the Rock Racing team and Michael Ball, the owner, but I think that one of the things that's very interesting is you get guys like Tyler Hamilton and others who, now that they're on this team, wouldn't trade it for the world. What is Kale's thought about that?
Yeah, I'll definitely stay on this team till I quit cycling. There's no other team that I'd rather be on, with the politics and cycling and just the people. I don't really get along well with other cyclists because I have nothing in common with any other cyclists outside from riding a bike. I'm a creative person. I'm an artist. And I think that's why Michael and I get along so well, because he's an artist as well. And generally, I don't have anything to talk about with other cyclists, because all they want to talk about is how great they are, or bike rides. And it's like, I like to talk about bike rides, but at the end of the day, it's just, you're just riding a bike. There's greater things going on. I have children. I have 2 businesses. I have, I'm always working on art projects, paintings, making tattoo machines, trying to make something constantly. I'm not just a one-trick pony. I don't just ride a bike. If I'm not doing that, then I'm spending time with my kids, trying to help my son, 2-year-old son, learn how to ride a bike.
And finally, for a guy like Kale, who's got 3 kids at home, what's it like living the life of a bike racer, being away so much, being away from your family and away from your kids?
It's hard. It's hard being away from them, because you feel guilty, because I'm out here doing something for myself, but at the same time, I'm trying to do it with, the best intentions for them as well. So it's a double-edged sword, because you want to be a good father, but, at what cost? You come back home and you feel guilty, So that's always the worst part of leaving and then coming home.
And finally, just before the stage began, we had the opportunity to catch up with Fast Freddy Rodriguez, a man of few words, but the words he uses say so much. Freddy, what are your plans for today's stage?
For today.
Win. Trying to go for a win. Go for a win. You know, it's a sprint finish, so be there at the line to go for the win.
And then again, in an answer of very few words, but also very powerful, who's going to get the lead out today, Freddy? Is it going to be you, or is it going to be recently returned from retirement, Mario Cipollini?
We're going to play. We still don't know how we're all feeling, so we're going to go to the finish to win the race and see how he feels, see how I feel, and then we'll make the call.
We'll find out in a couple of minutes whether or not it was Freddy Rodriguez or Mario Cipollini who got the lead out for their team today. But first, let's recap the jerseys and where the standings are going into today's stage two. Once again, in the King of the Mountains jersey, Jackson Stewart following his solo breakaway for much of yesterday's stage one. In the green jersey, also grabbing those points on the sprints in his solo breakaway, Jackson Stewart. But still, in the golden leaders jersey for the Amgen Tour of California, it's Fabian Cancellara from Team CSC. Now, by the way, I've gotten some questions from some of you in the email why I keep saying it's golden and not yellow. Well, it's quite simple, because at the Tour of California, the jersey's golden, representing the golden state of California. All right, let's get into the recap briefly of today's stage and how the racing developed on the slick roads between Santa Rosa and Sacramento. Except for the difference in the weather, today's stage two looked a lot like yesterday's stage one in that we had a BMC rider take off and make a solo breakaway from almost the beginning of today's stage, well into the 90 plus mile mark in the stage. But whereas yesterday it was Jackson Stewart, today it was Scott Nydam. Nydam taking the points up Trinity Grade, up Highway 128, and the sprint bonuses in both Winters and Davis, California. At one point, Nydam's lead was over 15 minutes before he was finally reeled back in by the peloton, but he did capture first place King of the Mountain points on both climbs and first place sprint points in both sprints. And just like yesterday, before the catch was made, the BMC car pulled up right alongside Scott and started handing out bottles and food so that when he was eventually caught, he would be able to resupply his compatriots on Team BMC. And that's precisely what happened when he was caught. And then it was down to the sprinters, and it was going to be a dicey sprint as they began those circuits, those three circuit laps right around the state capitol in Sacramento. The roads were wet, but the riders were going very fast. Yesterday's stage winner, J.J. Hayato from Team CSC, ended up flatting as they were in those finishing laps around the state capitol, and surprisingly, gold jersey wearer Fabian Cancellara stopped to help him before helping bring Hayato back into the peloton and back up with the leaders for the final lap of the race when it was finally going to be up to the sprinters. And let's not forget what Fast Freddy was asked earlier. Who would get the lead out? Would it be Fast Freddy, or would it be his Rock Racing teammate Mario Cipollini just back from retirement? Just before the line, we saw Mark Cavendish from Team High Road sprint away from the rest of the peloton, and it looked like there was just the slightest possibility that he might be able to take the stage. But then he turned around and looked back as if he thought that he was giving a lead out. Turns out that Cavendish had lost his radio and indeed was caught by none other than Quickstep's Tom Bonin for the stage victory. And you could see Bonin's world championship teammate, Paolo Bettini, pumping his arms in the air, just like you saw Cancellara do yesterday for J.J. Hayato, because he was so pleased to see Tom Bonin take a win on the American continent for the very first time. Bonin was followed by Hausler from Team Gerolsteiner, and guess who was in third? None other than Rock Racing's Mario Cipollini. So it looks like Cipollini got the lead out today instead of Fast Freddy Rodriguez. Well, despite Scott Nydam's very heroic solo breakaway today. He did not capture the King of the Mountain jersey. Instead, his teammate Jackson Stewart will retain the King of the Mountain jersey with 14 points. Needham is just behind him in second with 12 points of his own for that King of the Mountains jersey. For the green sprinter's jersey, in first place is Team Gerolsteiner's Heinrich Hausler with 22 points. In second, Team CSC's J.J. Hayato with 21 points. In third, Team High Road's Gerald Sciolek with 18 points. And tied with him is Slipstream Chipotle's Tyler Farah with 18 points. And that is critical because that means that Tyler had gained enough time bonuses in the sprints today to take the Golden Leaders jersey of the 2008 Amgen Tour of California. So in the lead for the general classification in first place, Tyler Farah from Team Slipstream. In second, Fabian Consolara from Team CSC. And in third, today's stage winner, Tom Bonin from Quickstep. After the stage was over, we had a chance to talk to Scott Needham and ask him, what was the team strategy today? Was it just to keep Jackson in the KOM jersey? What was the thinking, and how did that all come about?
Yeah, I guess the goals today were just to build off of what we accomplished yesterday. And we have three strong riders sitting in good position for a GC. And Jackson went up the road yesterday. We got a couple guys designated on the sprint at the end of the stages, and my name was on a short list to go up the road. And I woke up this morning, and I know the climate. I've ridden these roads dozens of times this winter, so I kind of knew what to expect, at least for the first 50K. And as soon as we hung a right-hand turn up Bennett Valley Road, I think I went first through the corner and just ended up with a little bit of gap because of the wet roads, and then just took it from there.
We also had the opportunity to talk to Tom Bonin and ask Tom, what was it like in that last kilometer or so, and how was it that he was able to break free and gain victory today?
It was pretty hectic, but that's always a little bit hectic with a weather like this and with the circuits. So it was a little bit just wait and see, and the last kilometer I got in front with Paolo, and it was a little bit of a mess with Chipo, who let the guys off High Road go, and then at 200 meters to go, I saw Cavendish was like 30 meters in front of me, and everything opened up. I started sprinting, and I just caught him at the finish line, so just in time.
One of the things I love about these press conferences is you get to ask these riders whatever question you like, and they will always, if they can, be quick to come back with a good one-liner. And here is Tom Bonin reacting to a question about tomorrow's high pass up Trinity grade and what his chances are, whether it's raining, whether it's shining. What does he think about tomorrow's stage?
Not so good. But I'm sure of one thing, that I'm going to be dropped, so it doesn't make a big difference for me. I put my rain clothes on, I descend, and I go to the finish line nice and warm. So
we then had the opportunity to talk to the golden jersey wearer himself, Tyler Farah from Team Slipstream Chipotle, and find out a little bit about the team's strategy that went into delivering that jersey to his shoulders this afternoon.
Well, basically today played out exactly how we hoped it would. You know, after the stage yesterday, we sat down, we looked at who was where in the general classification, and we knew there was a few time bonuses up for grabs. So they were late in the race, and we didn't really know what the breakaway situation was going to be, if the breakaway would eat up the bonuses or if we'd still be able to take a crack at them. And luckily enough, by the time the bonuses rolled around, there was only one guy up the road, and we were able to give it a go. And yeah, it was great. The team was amazing today. Those guys delivered me perfectly to every bonus sprint, took care of me, and that made my life easier.
And the obligatory question for Tyler was, of course, how does it feel to be wearing that golden jersey today?
I think this probably tops it. This is a pretty big deal for me. So I'm ecstatic to be here racing in America for the first time after a few years, wearing the yellow jersey and the Tour of California is really a big deal for me and for my team. I think we're all really happy to be in this situation.
And finally, The question was asked, Tyler, you're wearing that golden jersey, but are there still guys in the peloton that you admire for their cycling?
Yeah, well, I mean, getting to race with Mario Cipollini this week is pretty cool. He was my hero when I started bike racing as a kid. You know, that's when I was 13, 14 years old, he was dominating the sport and the sprints. And, you know, I wanted to be a sprinter from that age. So it's really a little crazy that I get to ride with him. And then, I mean, you look at the field in this race, you have Tom Bonin here, you have Oscar Freire, you have Cipollini, you have Levi, you have so many good riders. So it's great. And I think this shows that this race is on par as one of the best in the world. I mean, you can't really get too much better of a field than you have right here.
And so that's it for stage two of the 2008 Amgen Tour of California. It's now time to look forward to stage three tomorrow, Wednesday, February the 20th, as the riders go from Modesto to San Jose over a new course as compared to last year. This is going to be a tough course. The stage itself is 102.7 miles or 165 kilometers. There's a sprint within the first 15 miles at Patterson, California. But within the first 60 miles of tomorrow's stage, the riders will encounter three Category 4 climbs in a row, followed by Mount Hamilton at over 4,000 feet. And that's a beyond category climb. They will then have a steep descent before they then climb Sierra Road, a Category 1 climb. And I was in the caravan last year, and I drove up Sierra Road, and I'm not sure I would have been able to ride my bike up it. That is a very steep climb, and it's one of the most, well, it's one of the most popular places for the spectators in the area to watch the peloton go by. And this is where last year's stage was won and lost in this stage in the Tour of California last year on Sierra Road. It's going to be a tough stage for all of the competitors. We hope that you will be with us here on this podcast tomorrow night as we recap stage three of the 2008 Amgen Tour of California. Until then, have a great night and a great morning. Look forward to talking to you again tomorrow here on the show. That's it for today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast. If you'd like to comment on the show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com or send a voicemail to area code 435-258-6373. That's 435-258-6FRED. Please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com for more information about the Fredcast, the Daily Tour, and much more. I'll see you all again tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Tour Podcast, presented by the Fredcast, powered by the resources of Bicycle.net, and brought to you by Fredcast Tours. Thanks for listening.